Okay.
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Eddie?
Buster Wow.
Oh, we don't have one for this episode, do we?
No, that's fine. We don't need to do a cold open.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 69 Cent Special. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole.
And today, we've had a string of... Well, as usual, we've had a string of failures. What was the last thing we watched?
We watched... I just watched a pumpkin fall off my couch. What did we watch?
I perpetually live in the past with this show, so...
I know. Oh, fuck.
We didn't watch that.
I don't remember.
Whatever the fuck.
We watched something. What?
Was it a tape? I want to solve this mystery.
I don't think it was a... Hold on.
After these messages...
Aha! The clues are right here in the new Clue Junior game. Just add them up.
The 90s Nutcracker.
The 90s Nutcracker is what we watched last time. And you know what? I think we need a palate cleanser from that.
God, yes.
And since it's still Christmas.
What is our Christmas-themed video we're watching today?
Rollerball, starring James Caan.
The Christmassiest.
The Christmiest. Christmiest?
The Crimiest.
The Crimiest.
The Chrysler.
The Crisis-y. Listen, this is almost a new old stock.
Almost. But I did find it at Goodwill, so it counts.
Well, I mean, like, Rollerball is a known movie.
I've heard of it.
Neither of us have seen it, though.
Nope.
Which is probably because neither of us was born in, like, 1975.
You were... You almost nailed it.
Well, I actually thought it came out in the 80s, so I was, like, someone who would have watched it as a child. But...
touche.
That I was...
We weren't born in the 60s.
Right. My dad was. My dad probably watched Rollerball when he was young.
Yeah, that's true. With James Caan.
James Caan.
James Caan.
James Caan.
Caan. This thing has trivia?
It has trivia. I think that's what...
That's probably what Roller Game was.
Yeah, that's probably what Roller Game was. There, we looked at the special features.
Yeah.
We're bad people.
Now, I'm going to read the back.
Yeah,
and
read
then
that.
We're going to... Do our usual thing. All right. Wow. How long have I been doing this? I feel like I've regressed in my...
Have we been doing this for going on 2 years?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Good Lord.
Hell yeah, man. All right. Here we go. It's first of all, this is an MGM DVD.
It is.
Cool. State-of-the-art entertainment format.
Pop quiz. What does MGM stand for?
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
You got it.
Hell yeah. Not massive, gangly man nipples.
Oh.
One word, apparently.
Manipples.
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 Manipples. The year is 2018.
Oh, shit.
There are no wars.
Oh.
This is definitely fiction. There's no crime. Very fiction.
Yeah.
There is only the game.
Oh.
And his name is Triple H.
Oh.
In a world where ruthless corporations reign supreme. Okay, maybe not. This vicious and barbaric sport, quotes, is the only outlet for the pent-up anger and frustrations of the masses. Turn to their televisions. The people watch Rollerball, a brutal mutation of football, motocross, and hockey.
Whoa.
Holy shit. We got a future sports situation here. Jonathan E., James Caan, Misery, is the champion player, a man too talented for his own good.
Wow.
What does that even mean? The corporation has taken away the woman Jonathan loves, Maude Adams, Octopussy, but they can't take away his soul, even if the diabolical corporate head, John Houseman, the paper chase, tells him he'd better retire or suffer the old-fashioned way.
Whoa.
That's a polio. With its surrealistic imagery and tense action sequences, Rollerball grips you by the heart and never lets you go. Kalima. Sounds fun.
Dude,
sounds like a blasty blast.
Is rollerball a dumber name for a sport than future sport?
Oh, no. No. Rollerball sounds like a sport name that someone actually would come up with. Future sport sounds like one that's come up that is... Hold on. The English section of my brain is rebooting.
What about all the other sections?
I mean, Swahili's doing fine.
There's nothing in it, but it's doing great.
Yeah, it's doing great. An empty hard drive works all the time. Future sport sounds like a term that, like, a sociologist would come up with.
Right.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Whereas rollerball, it's like, yeah, I could hear someone come. We have the fucking XFL.
Yeah.
We had, what was the one with trampolines? The basketball with trampolines that we had for a bit on Spike TV?
I don't remember that. I remember the movie Gymkata.
Oh, Gymkata.
Which is karate on trampolines.
Right. Hell yeah. I mean, we have handball.
I mean, but that one's...
That one makes sense to be called handball.
Yeah, because you play ball with hand.
Yeah, you throw ball with hand.
Oh, you hit ball with hand.
Is it just a hit?
I think it's a hit.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Then there's that crazy, like, I don't know what country it's from, but it's like volleyball, but you kick. It's like
bicycle. I believe they call it soccer.
It's literally like you're kicking it over a net.
Yeah, I believe they call it soccer.
I'm not sure.
Soccer.
Oh.
Otherwise known as a sing-song.
If you really want to find out about weird-ass sports or just weird things that show up on, like, sports networks, the subreddit The Ocho is really good.
Oh, named after dodgeball.
Yeah. Like, I recently saw someone doing office chair spinning competitions. That was pretty good.
See, that one you can rig pretty easy.
You can.
You just oil the Christ out of it.
Mm-hmm. But they have, like, professional chairs for that, I think. Like, they have, like, their chair.
It's a real thing?
It looked like it. It might have been a parody. I don't fucking know.
Well, it's probably a parody.
But, hit Poe's Law.
For those of you who aren't aware, Poe's Law is,
Whenever you quote the Raven...
You can't do it anymore.
Yeah, never more.
It's when, the more ridiculous
a stance
is
a thing is
the less indistinguishable it is from parody.
Correct.
Yeah.
The more extreme something gets, I guess. Anyway,
so one could argue real life in our current future,
we are drowning in Poe's Law.
Because if you were to write that in a script, people would be like, "That's a little much."
Yeah, that's not realistic.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching Rollerball and being like, yeah, that could totally have happened.
Oh, hell
yeah.
I mean, James Caan ruling the roller court.
Now, I'm looking forward to the 70s version of the future.
Well, especially because they say motocross, and this was made in 1975.
Well, they had motorcycles.
I know they had motorcycles, but I want to see what motocross was like back then.
Probably.
Because this is very pre-X Games.
Sure, but I mean, it's probably pretty similar.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's only so many ways you can iterate on that.
Faster bike.
Bigger hill.
Springier springs.
More dirt.
Give them more dirt, boys.
Pile on the dirt.
There is a small thumbnail photo on the back here, which looks like a guy on those, like, 2x2 roller skates. So they don't use roller blades. They use roller skates.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a dude on a motorcycle.
Roller blades didn't exist at the time.
Was that an 80s thing, 90s thing?
I think it was a 90s thing.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that.
Well, because the rollerblades are, like, emblematic of the 90s.
That's true.
Every fucking buddy.
And then the 2000s had the Razor scooter.
Which, is that an upgrade?
Depends on your stance on shins.
As someone who rode a Razor scooter a lot, your shins still got hurt a lot.
No, I'm saying, like...
Oh.
Especially if you, like... spun that thing around. That's like a...
You could take someone out.
You could break someone's shin.
Yeah, very easily.
Yeah, as a boy
Fortunately,
who owned a Razor scooter as well, yes.
I only had cheap Chinese ones, so they would have probably folded.
Ah, yeah. Your shin would have broken the Razor.
Yeah.
The Razor would break your shin.
I do know that the very small amount of sand in the area made it so that one of them refused to close ever again.
Oh, wow. Oh, like you couldn't fold it up?
Yeah, it got gummed up.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So
I know my the foam, like, because I know they were big in elementary school mm-hmm. for me, and it was big to get like custom wheels or like special colored wheels and whatnot. I didn't get those, so my original wheels just wore the fuck out,
which is weird.
Yeah, well, they're made out of like rubbery polyurethane. I think it's just urethane, not polyurethane.
Oh, see, that's where they get you.
Yeah, they
charge you for the poly, but they don't give you it.
Capitalism.
This is going to be the least sympathetic sentence I've ever said. One of my razors.
You've said a lot of sentences.
One of my razor scooters got stolen when I was a kid.
Oh.
From the library.
Oh. That sucks.
It was my fault.
Oh.
Did you
give it to someone?
No, I locked it up in such a way that, like, you could actually just slide it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, I stopped riding my scooter to the library because I was like, I cannot, because I had another one, which is why it's not a sympathetic sentence.
Oh no, my secondary razor scooters.
One of my two razor scooters.
Yeah.
Oh no, one of my two Game Boy Advances has a slightly damaged screen.
This one's got a scratch near the A button.
Throw it away.
Curse my hubris.
Ah, oh, beans.
Sorry, that's a fly. This is rated R.
Yep, for murder.
Yep. It's in color.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. There's some...
It'd be weird if it wasn't, because all the...
Extras, and on the front is a dude with a spiked, like, catcher's fucking
hit. Looks like he's from Blood Bowl.
He does!
Yeah.
Maybe they were inspired by Rollerball.
Very plausibly.
Because I know Games Workshop was around in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 80s is when they hit their stride.
Yeah, yeah, because that's when HeroQuest came out.
Yes. And so, yeah, I imagine some of the dudes or ladies at Games Workshop watched this.
At the time, let's be honest, probably mostly dudes.
Yeah, mostly dudes.
But the general, like, spiked...
spiked everything?
Probably had something to do with Rollerball, I'd imagine.
Yeah. And, like, the punks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like the idea, like with Blood Bowl, of like a sport that has replaced mm-hmm. war.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it seems like Rollerball is that sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I can't wait to, go on the internet after this and look back at the 2018 results for the Roller Championship that happened 2 years ago. Definitely.
It definitely did.
Definitely happened 2 years ago.
I watched it on the TV.
It was on ESPN2 right after the Magic the Gathering finals.
Yep, which were still on television.
Yeah.
And still are.
Are they?
No.
Oh. Damn.
I'm a liar.
I'm a liar.
Well, why would they be on TV?
I don't know. They were on TV.
They got twitch.tv now.
That's true. They pay for views now.
Well, listen. Technically, they were already paying for views. Because you had to pay to get it on the fucking channel.
You got to buy the equipment.
TJ, what do you expect?
What do I expect? I expect it to be darker than Future Sport.
Oh, almost assuredly. I mean, Future Sport was made for TV.
True.
And was made in the 2000s.
I want a lot of bad language.
Tons of bad language.
Because if you have that R, use that R.
Now, in the 70s, a hard R
was
different.
Yeah, because nowadays they'll hand an R out to anything that implies the word F.
Well, I'm actually saying it was...
different content that got
yes.
R? Okay. Well, because I come from the Spaceballs was PG sort of...
Yes.
Sort of thing. It's like, they dropped the F-bomb in that movie.
It was more about violence.
So maybe it's just really violent. Okay, that makes sense.
It was more about sex and violence at the time.
Well, I hope to see boobies then.
I'm hoping to see at least one toddy.
Yeah.
One toddy, maybe a butt.
I don't need... ooh. And you know what? Maybe James Caan's butt.
That's what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed.
James's can.
just go to the tape on that.
Well, it doesn't say it's like a team sport. I think the interesting thing.
I think it is.
Because it says James Caan is the champion player. Do they mean he is the best player on the champion team?
I think that's true.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
But I mean, there's a lot of players on the, because we can see the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of players on the field.
It's like if
and they're all wearing the same color.
Yeah, they're all wearing those old 70s football helmets.
I'm looking so forward to like 70s retro future.
Dude, right? Retro futurism is super fun to look back on, like seeing how previous decades saw what the future would be like.
The 70s see like thinking of the future as still using computers that used like tape.
Right?
Was like, oh my god,
yeah,
you quaint bastards.
Oh, I know. And then like even if you go back to like
a supercomputer
50s
will
and 60s where everything was chrome and
yeah
and super like
your dishwasher
like.
Will do itself.
Yeah,
it'll have little arms on it
and there'll be flying cars in 1999. Ah. Oh, such innocence,
naivete.
They were in that, like, they were still on like that post-war high at that point.
One of my favorite things about retrofuturism is like supercomputers will continue to take up an entire room.
Yeah.
Like,
now I have one in my pocket.
Yeah, dude. I kind of have one. I just carry it around.
I mean, if we had a computer that took up a room, that's pretty fucking powerful.
Or inefficient.
Yeah. I mean, or needs to do stupid amounts of parallel. Actually, one of the interesting things I've heard recently is...
You hit me.
Because I was watching a video about just science in general. And mm-hmm. one of the things that someone was talking about was how, like, there is literally no reason not to fund sciences because of how much of an economic impact it makes, even just tangentially.
Yeah.
Like, and they used, like, the moon landing as an example. It's like all of the technology developed to get people to the moon has improved everyone's lives. It's not just you only develop things to...
There's a reason why so much shit was marketed as, like, space-age technology.
Yeah. Like, there's so much, like... So many little bits of technology that then got into the consumer marketplace that are just awesome. And so they were talking about how right now, in terms of computing, places like CERN, like the Large Hadron Collider, are actually having problems where they are gathering data faster than the network in the building can send it to another computer. Like, they're gathering data so quickly that they cannot get it over the wire fast enough. So they're trying to develop new networking technologies to be fast enough.
That would be incredible if any of the companies that provide networking were interested in using
it. Oh, 100%. If any internet company cared about actually providing the internet to their customers.
We've sort of hit kind of a bottleneck in a lot of industries like that, where it's an unwillingness to innovate. Because it would be expensive to do so.
Yeah, which is just... Anyway.
Because if you think about it, like, if a cable company decided, you know what, we're going to just renovate all of our networking to use fiber. There's nothing stopping them from doing that.
Not at all.
Except for, well, time and money, right? But that would pretty much crush any and all competition in the area.
Yeah, ironically.
Like, more than they already do.
Like, ironically, by not wanting to compete, they're gathering more competition instead of improving themselves to avoid competition.
Right.
Or outpace competition.
Sure.
It's
despite having all the resources and ability to do so.
Yeah.
Because in where we live, the cable company du jour kind of has everybody over the barrel.
Yes.
If you want fast,
tell me about it. Yeah.
If you want fast internet, you have to go with them, which is already fucked up.
If that's the case, just make them a utility and then regulate their prices.
You and I agree with this.
Yeah.
But also, our utilities here aren't regulated like that, so you know.
I mean, electricity is, but
to a lesser degree.
We have very low electricity prices.
We do, but like they still continuously try to.
Mainly in terms of renewables, yes.
Yeah.
Or I should say, like, self-installation of things like that.
Yes. Yeah. Although they could also be... I've had a long diatribe about this over and over and over again, where, like, the power company here should be investing in, like, just putting them on themselves.
Yeah.
Like...
It baffles me that that's not a thought. Or it was a thought and they shot it down.
Well, because it would make them a lot of money in the short term, but not very much in the long term. Because they would be able to put people in debt in order to get it, right? But then it would essentially pay for itself.
Yeah.
Eventually. But after that, they're charging people less money over time. So then, because for whatever reason, we have a private company that's trying to make money.
Yeah.
Running it instead of like a utility that's trying to provide a utility.
Yeah.
Like the water company, I think, isn't trying to make a profit.
So, no, I think they're truly a utility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're wholly government.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a great place to work.
Oh. Did not know. Southern Nevada Water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Southern Nevada Water Authority.
Got it.
SWA.
the sound.
It's a sound you make when you like, when you like fart while you're peeing. SWA.
I was going to say it's the sound that like...
I should have said sneeze while you're
peeing. If you like have like a big old turd that feels like it's coming sideways out.
We'd like to deeply apologize for that series of jokes. TJ, you want to get this movie done?
Dude, I want to roller some balls, bro.
Let's roll some lure ball.
Yeah.
Houston.
James Conn.
Houston.
James Conn. I'm not going to enunciate anything.
Jonathan. Okay. So? We expected Rollerball to be kind of meat-headed. I did.
What?
I kind of expected Rollerball to be like this meathead sort of...
Yeah.
Like, future sport kind of movie.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't.
No.
I think
it was very 70s.
Very, very 70s. Painfully 70s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In most of the best ways, the font choices were fucking outstanding.
Choice.
I was right about future technology being envisioned as just 70s, but more.
Yep. Punch card computers. Etc.
There was a liquid brain computer.
There was a liquid brain computer, but he didn't really work.
Yeah, and was bad in general, so real 2018,
we,
I guess.
We looked up the synopsis on Wikipedia. No reason. And
you didn't need to tell him that.
Well, I was going to say, because it had the phrase, was it garbled computer doublespeak?
Yes.
And that just killed me. That was so good.
Shoppers, this movie isn't very good at explaining its plot. I think either
there were only a couple of details it really needed to be more explicit about, mm-hmm. and it would have fallen together.
Well, also, the plot is about like 18, 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
true. And you might think, oh, well, then the rest of it is Rollerball, right?
No,
the Rollerball is included in that 18 minutes.
Yeah, the Rollerball scenes though
were very good.
God damn.
I
mean, this was all real stunts.
Real stunts done by real stunt men.
Yeah. It's good shit.
But there were motorcycles.
Yeah. Do we want to briefly explain Rollerball?
Well,
the sport.
The sport. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can pull up the rules summary if you want.
Well, I kind of want to try to explain it and then see how wrong I am.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so it's two teams of, I think, 10 players.
Yep.
One of whom on each team is on a motorcycle.
Three of whom.
Three of whom on each team are on motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
I assume at least one on each team, but probably around three on each team have a scooper.
Two of them.
Mm-hmm. Two on each team.
They're called catchers.
Yeah, two of them are catchers. They mm-hmm. scoop a ball, which is fired by a controller.
Like a roulette ball.
Like a roulette ball or a pinball. Like
it's a big-ass steel, like it's the size of a softball.
Right.
But it's steel.
It's very clearly just a softball.
Yeah, it's a silver-painted softball.
But it's softball size, and it's presumably made of metal. Once the ball is in the hands of someone who's not a catcher, it has to be in view of the cameras at all times?
Yes.
They have to hold it like above their head or otherwise. Yeah,
the ball must be held in plain view at all times or else it is declared dead and a new ball is fired.
Right. you then take the ball and try to put it into a goal.
Yep.
And that scores a point.
Absolutely.
And beyond that, it's roller derby.
Pretty much. Excuse me. the only other rules skaters may latch onto their own team's motorcyclists and be towed to gain momentum.
Yes, they can skitch.
And motorcyclists may attempt to block the opposing team's skaters.
Mm-hmm.
Injured players are removed from the field by medics, and fresh players are substituted into the game to replace them.
In exactly one...
Well, in the one game that allowed substitutions.
In the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. Skaters may use force against each other, but not against motorcyclists. Didn't know that.
Broken in every single game.
Yep. Motorcyclists cannot use force against skaters or each other. There were penalties in the first game for that.
Well, there was penalties in the first game for hitting the motorcyclist as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Moonpai does his drop kick.
Yes, and that's a 3-minute penalty.
Three-minute penalty.
Three mani panties. And then skaters are not permitted to forcibly engage fallen players.
Right.
Which is why it was so much of a big deal in later games in the movie.
Yes.
Moonpai was played by fuck. Rollerball got my English all fucked up.
After dark.
After dark. Rollerball. And Moonpai. So, okay, let's go over the plot.
Okay, so do we want to go over the plot that matters or what goes on in the movie?
I think we can give a plot summary of the overarching story. And then poke at certain scenes.
Basically, Jonathan E. We never find out what the E stands for.
His last name may literally be E. We don't know.
It's 2018. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows what'll happen in that year?
That far off future year of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the best player.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the game for 10 years, longer than anyone else. I don't know how long the game had been going on at this point. It sort of strikes me as it's been going on for 10 years.
Yeah.
At
least.
I mean, bare minimum.
Yeah, by the laws of
linear
time. What
we're
told in the movie. Unless there's a corporation that controls time, too. I don't know.
But yeah, so corporations control the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the corporation that he works for, Energy.
Mm-hmm. It's literally called Energy.
Energy Corporation. Wants him to retire because... they want it to be a sport of mostly like disposable people, not stars.
They don't want to see individuals in a team.
Yeah.
They want to just see the team.
Right.
And since it's such a violent game, they want to be able to like not care who gets hurt. They want the audience to just be like, oh, violence.
Right.
And as told on the back of the DVD, like it's just to satiate
bloodlust,
satiate the anger within the lower class.
It's bread and circuses.
Yeah, it's blood sport.
Blood sport.
It's a coliseum of James Caan.
A James Caan-iseum.
You're a bit of a James connoisseur.
Kind of. Yeah. I liked him.
Yeah, he was good. The movie was made well.
It's a bit poorly sound mixed, let's say.
Because James Caan can't fucking use his.
I think it's more
projecting
like,
voice.
I actually think he was acting really, really well. It's just like he's acting for camera, and the sound people I don't think knew how to really get him.
Get the boom mic closer.
Right. But like
getting closer on James.
But there were a lot of zoom shots.
Yeah.
So it might have been impossible to.
It's true. There was a lot of zooming.
Some of the
cinematography reminded me of Willy Wonka.
Cinematography.
Cinnamon. Reminded me of Willy Wonka. I don't know. Probably because they're both 70s movies.
And also like the very brightly colored hallways and
things. Yeah. I like the bright colors. That was fun. But okay. So they don't like him because...
He's an individual.
He's becoming too much of an individual star.
Yeah.
He is the one that has sort of survived the game the longest,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to get him to retire. And they start by just asking him because they're like, hey... You're the first rollerball person to have a special made for you on multivision.
Which is just a lot of cameras and everybody has four TVs.
Yeah, it's just TV with three smaller TVs above it.
Which seems very distracting.
Yeah, that's like more than Twitch, and Twitch already has too much to look at.
And like, we're also like the generation that is on our phones while we're watching every fucking thing.
Exactly. We usually have 17 screens going at the same
time. Right, and I'm saying that would be distracting.
Yeah.
Because only one is doing anything that's pertinent to what, like, the sound.
Yeah, I don't understand why the other three are there. They didn't seem to be giving any more... Like, I could see it if it was, like, one had, like, angles. Some text, or, like, two alternate angles, or, like, you saw the narrator for some reason. I don't know. They could have done something weird. But, but they didn't.
It was always just random, vaguely associated shots.
Yeah.
And for sports, I could see it being useful.
I could see being very useful for sports.
Because you can have one with the score.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, multiple angles of the same thing. But we kind of already do that with one screen.
Yeah. We've found a way to manage with one.
Life
finds a screen.
Finds a way.
And
sports finds a way.
So a slightly related subplot is that James Caan's wife was taken by corporate...
Jonathan E's wife.
Sorry.
James Caan's wife is presumably fine.
Jonathan E's wife was taken by a corporate...
Executive
because he wanted to marry her. And that's sort of the thing.
That's
left
a sore,
like,
spot on him.
Yeah. Well, it's like, oh, corporate leaders essentially have all the power and unlimited whatever.
I don't know what kind of world that would be like.
I don't know. That's weird. It's... foreign to me.
Yeah, nothing in today's America is at all like that.
It is not at all like that.
Did you just draw a dick in the air?
No, I drew slash S.
Oh. Kind of looked like a wiener.
Wait, what am I doing? There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
For those of you at home, he drew a very squiggly wiener.
And that's our summary of the movie, a very squiggly wiener. No,
so he doesn't like that.
No.
And he, for whatever reason, his response to this is to try to figure out how corporate structures work.
That is such a bizarre subplot.
Because he tries to go to the library to look this up. And I'm like, that is wild to me. Because
mm-hmm.
we live in a society where we could just look it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's in my pocket.
Yeah.
But he had to go to a library, and the librarian is just a clerk, and she's like, oh, well, it's all been digitized and summarized. Well, who does the summarizing? I guess the computer does it.
Well, she also says some of these books are classified.
Right.
So they've been summarized.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, so, like, it seems like that entire subplot was just a mechanism to further drive the point home that corporations have all the power in this world.
Right.
And I'm like, sure.
And I get that, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Could be done in a different
from
way.
From a storytelling perspective, it's just, I really wish I knew his motivations a lot better.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot clearer. Because the storytelling they're doing with the, like, atmospheric storytelling was really, really good.
It was really good.
Like, I got the crushing sense of, like, you really can't do anything without the corporations, like, being in your shit.
And, and since Jonathan E is this big figure, like, mm-hmm. he interacts with these corporate people a lot.
Yeah.
One of the scenes I really, really enjoyed
mm-hmm.
was, so he's, there are little bits where he's talking about the special they're making for him. And one of the things that this corporate guy, Bartholomew,
mm-hmm.
who's trying to convince him to retire, he's like, you have your special, retire in that special. Like, make mm-hmm. the announcement that you're retiring in that special.
Yes.
And he doesn't.
Because
he says, fuck that. I'm not retiring. And so there's this big watch party mm-hmm. for this special with all these bougie ass people doing there. There's this weird, like, prop, like, Altoid tin with, like, presumably drugs.
And a bunch of people end up taking this and, like,
but it seems like they're different ones.
Cause he takes one
mm-hmm.
and seems fine. And his coach takes one and seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cletus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's his
coach. I think he's more like a friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he takes one and is fine.
They just seem to, like, it's
but the ones at this,
almost, like, acted like they just had an edible or something. Like, they just
mellowed. The ones at this party.
Yeah, and they, and, like,
were fucking people up.
Yeah, it was like E, almost. Not, like, to that extreme. But like the I want to touch things.
It was a party drug, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Like we want to slap genitals.
And genitals were slapped.
They were a slap.
But not on camera. No titties.
We did see. Okay. Oh yeah. No titties, but we did see man ass.
A lot of man ass, real early in a locker room shower scene.
Yeah, the whole Houston team. Oh, he's on the Houston team.
Yeah, he's on the Houston team.
They're
well known for being real just bastards.
Oh yeah, they just beat the shit out of people.
Then again, so does every team, I guess.
Yeah, but they're like last year's champions as well, so they wanted to maintain that, whatever. So they're trying to get him to retire. He keeps saying no.
So they're at the party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing you back to where you were.
Yeah. Well, and so they're at the party. And I really like this scene because, one, it showed sort of, it may have felt a tiny bit heavy-handed,
mm-hmm.
but I think it was heavy-handed just to drive a point home rather than heavy-handed to be like, this is what you should be thinking, that sort of thing.
Well, because this movie doesn't tell us a whole lot.
It doesn't tell us a whole lot at all.
Yeah. And so this one scene being a little bit heavy-handed was more like acceptable. It wasn't like, oh, I don't know, a certain movie about some birds being very heavy-handed about an environmentalist message.
Oh, yeah.
The birds is what I'm talking
Rango.
About. Rango?
Rango? I don't know.
Were there even birds in Rango?
Probably
they,
not.
Lizards?
Birds, lizards, same thing.
Blizzards?
Blizzards. Delicious.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen.
Hey, Dairy Queen.
Hey, Dairy Queen.
Hey, Dairy Queen.
We will sell out. We apologize for that noise.
It might be too quiet for the mic to pick up. Who knows? We'll find out. I'll find out.
Crank it up and post.
Yeah. So one of the things is like they're all mm-hmm. watching. There's little like side scenes where Cletus and Jonathan are talking about, like, Cletus is trying to find information about why they're doing this, why they're getting him to, why they're wanting him to retire.
And he's running into wall after mm-hmm. wall.
And another thing is, like, for the game in Tokyo, they changed the rules so that, like, there will be no penalties in game and little limited substitutions.
Right.
And there's this thing of, like, the rules in the game change so that they keep viewers and people keep excited and stuff, but, like, mm-hmm. they're like, this is not right.
Because, like, no penalties seems a bit weird.
Yeah, so they're like, what the fuck? And, like, Jonathan knows, like, that just means people are going to beat the ever-loving shit out of each other.
Right.
Well,
because that's why you would do it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but one part in this scene in particular is a group of them go outside.
Yeah.
They're all still whacked out.
Into, like, a field.
And the general tone of these sort of bougie, rich corporate people
mm-hmm.
is sort of a tone of immaturity.
Yeah.
Which was really interesting.
Well, because they're sort of like
isolated from the rest of the world, sort of.
And they're bourgeois elite, so like.
Yeah. And so, like, what happens is this guy has a gun.
Yeah.
And like, he has a gun.
It looks like just a chrome Luger.
Yeah, it probably just is a chrome Luger. And so he, like, people start following him, like, oh, a gun.
Shoot the statue, shoot the statue,
and they're
shoot
they're
a
all,
tree.
Like, this huge group is just running outside, and they're like, oh, shoot this. And it's like a fucking, like, laser gun or something.
Yeah, and it explodes fucking trees
and they just
shit.
Start blowing up trees. And this is going in parallel to a conversation between Jonathan and Bartholomew, the corporate executive.
Right.
And the corporate executive is basically like, you need to fucking retire, and is trying to really convince him to do
I'm
so.
I'm telling you need to do this.
It's a verbal fight.
Right.
And they are flashing between that and this group of immature
rich corporate folk
blowing up trees. And I was like, this is kind of awesome.
Like, it's very good juxtaposition.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cuts get faster and faster until it ends.
And my favorite part of that scene is that mm-hmm. Jonathan is aware of this happening because he can just see it.
He's looking out the window. It's like right out the window, like, from the house there.
An explosion happens and he's like, whoa.
Whoa.
I thought they were going to do a thing where, like, they accidentally shoot the house or something.
Right.
But no, that doesn't happen.
But I thought that was the scene I remember the most vividly.
Yeah. I think it's one of the most poignant scenes.
Mm-hmm. This definitely has, I don't think it was well enough made to be like a full-on, like, satire. Like,
but it is trying to say something about audiences.
But it does have commentary. Yes. Yes. I mean, it has... It hits a few points.
It's trying to do a lot of social commentary, but...
Maybe too much? Or maybe too many disparate messages?
I think they're equating a lot of things that aren't necessarily equatable.
Yeah. Because so a little unfocused.
They're trying to say that, like, the audiences in the stands...
Uh-huh.
There's a couple points where, like, they're shown to be, like, extraordinarily brutal individuals.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like just a mob.
Right. Yeah. Which implies that the movie thinks that they're just as bad as the executives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a weird...
Yeah, because when you're trying to make these executives out to be these, like, super manipulative, like,
they're the,
like,
bad
power hung, yeah, they're clearly the antagonists in this film. And so, like, a lot of the effort goes to, like, these executives, they're, like, they're cruel. They're
But then you see the fans in the stands also being incredibly cruel, brutal individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm like, well, then everyone is, like,
and I can see why you would do that. It's mm-hmm. to show, like, this is the world that has become of the, you know,
right.
the corporations controlling everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when brutality rules, brutality becomes the norm.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing something as obvious as, like, the tree burning scene, to show us, like, just when we're juxtaposing these two things, we're saying that they're equal.
Right.
When you jump between the brutal game, the brutal fans, and the mm-hmm. executives,
it becomes very hard to latch on to something.
Yeah. Who's the good guy here?
Exactly. And, like, sure, you can have movies where it's like, no one's the good guy.
But this is Rollerball?
Exactly. That was sort of our catchphrase.
Yeah. This is a really subtly told movie, yeah. and, like...
But this is Rollerball.
I like when a movie has me think.
Yeah.
But this is Rollerball, though.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not saying that Rollerball couldn't make me think and shouldn't have made me
thunkulared.
I need to use my thinkular brain.
Let me plug into my brain internet.
Blog in.
Hey, folks, check out my blog.
I'm really surprised that, like, Tumblr never had that as their login button.
Blog in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, that's fucking good.
That would have been good.
That would have been fucking good.
Hey.
Missed opportunity there, Yahoo.
Well, they don't have it anymore. They sold it for, like, $3 million.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money. A lot of money.
Oh.
I like it when large corporations lose a lot of money. Anyway.
You and me both.
It feels good.
It feels nice. It feels right.
Right?
Hey, Yahoo, if you wanted to sponsor. Would you sell it to Yahoo?
No. They've been out of touch with the internet since 2003.
Yeah. What big companies would we sell out to? Nabisco?
Maybe.
They give us Oreos.
Costco?
Give us a free membership, Costco, and we'll talk.
Yes. I love you, Costco.
Give us pizza and we'll be good.
Mm. Or just get me, like, free 97-cent frozen yogurt.
Oof.
For life.
Oof.
Because I'll go maybe once every 3 months.
Yeah, because you have to fart off the
You got to fart off the original. And two, when you buy from Costco, you spend $8,000 and you're set for a year.
Yeah. That's why I can't go there.
I
never have $8,000 at once.
Dude, it's like I need to buy a pallet of Mexican Coca-Cola and, like, several fields worth of blue jeans.
And if you ever need an ass load of blue jeans, big box stores are where you go.
And then, like, a ranch's worth of chicken breast that's, like,
so basically
strung together.
What you're telling me is that you would buy chicken nuggets and Mexican Coke.
Well, last time I went to Costco, which was, like, a year and a half ago, I bought a pallet of Mexican Coke. This was when I was still drinking caffeine.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, sorry. Not...
You can't buy pallets of cocaine.
Not at Costco, at least. And
if you have pallets of cocaine,
email us.
Don't actually, though.
And email us at not this email address. I just remember buying a pallet of Mexican Coke and coloring books. Because they had like those adult coloring book packs.
Right.
There was a, I spent like $400 that day, but we got like a
on Coke and coloring books.
Just on Coca-Cola and coloring books. No, I bought like a ton of food.
Mm-hmm.
And we were set for a while.
See, that's American excess right there.
Oh, 100%.
Like, so I know why my dad shops at big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to feed three people.
That makes total sense.
It was four people when I lived there.
Mm.
So it's like, I can totally see that. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, buying for myself, can't see it.
No, go
can't
to justify. Fucking Winco.
Like, cheap. Winco, if you want to sponsor.
Yeah, Winco, hell yeah.
But... yeah, dude. Like, I don't need that much.
I buy a bag of chips. I'm good.
It's true. I've seen him live off of, like, one bag of chips.
I remember distinctly... I don't remember. It was in college. So it had to have been sometime between 2009 and 2013.
Good Lord.
I know. I'm now 7 years out of college, and I'm terrified. Sometime between 2009 and 2013... It was 1 year that Cards Against Humanity was doing one of their Christmas events. And so I signed up, paid them their $15 or whatever it was. And one of the questions they ask you when you order is like, what is your Christmas wish? Like, what is your holiday wish? And I typed in a lifetime supply of Hickory Barbecue Wavy Lays as a joke. Because I'm like, this is Cards Against Humanity. Let me be a sarcastic asshole. 2 weeks later, I get a package with no return address, of 12 bags of Hickory Barbecue Wavy Lays. The return address had Texas on it. So I was like, interesting. I thought our friend got it for him.
Right.
Because I'm like, I think he had family in Texas or something. And so I started thinking, I'm like, I mean, this is awesome. I was super excited. But I'm like, what is this stuff? And so I messaged my friend. And he's like, fuck no, I didn't get you those.
I wouldn't get you just 12.
Yeah. And then, like, a couple days later, I'm like, wait, no fucking way. So I emailed Cards Against Humanity. I'm like, did you guys seriously send me 12 bags of Hickory Barbecue Wavy Lays? And their response was, we sure as fuck did. Happy fucking holidays. And I was like... It was amazing.
There are problems with the Cards Against Humanity company.
Sure.
They've been coming out more and more recently.
Mm-hmm.
But God damn if their promotions aren't pretty good.
They understand guerrilla advertisement.
Speaking of guerrilla advertisement, Rollerball.
James Caan. Oh, yeah.
James Caan has been buying up so much.
Well, speaking of gorillas, chest hair in this movie.
The 70s were alive and well in the chest hair of this movie. It was
body hair galore. If you're into body hair, watch Rollerball.
If you're gay,
dude,
Rollerball has a lot of stuff for you.
You can watch Rollerball and roll your balls.
If you're a gay man, I should say.
I mean, if you're anyone, watch Rollerball.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, I don't know. Lesbians don't have a whole lot.
If you are a fan of the human male form,
yeah,
at peak 70s rippedness.
There's workout scenes. There's team shower scenes.
This is the 70s. Guys are wearing short shorts and tight clothing.
Hell yeah, brother.
Bell bottoms.
I really don't understand when, like, movies set things in the future and then do not change anything.
That made me laugh so much.
About, like,
in my head.
Anything.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's 2018. That means people will still be wearing 70s fashion.
Like, have you not experienced time? In a linear fashion. Like, just, if...
Look at the differences between the 50s and the 70s.
If I was in the year 2000 with all of its...
In the year... With all denim, of its trip pants.
Denim on denim, trip pants, and chrome everything. And I thought, this is the fashion of the future from here on. I would be the world's dumbest man.
God...
Imagine thinking trip pants are the future.
I mean, they still exist in a slightly different form. I mean, they're not as, like, parachute-sized.
But imagine thinking that they were.
Yeah. That's,
You know?
See, I guess what I'm appreciating about I don't want to say fashion nowadays, but sort of like acceptable normal wear.
Normal
wear is that it's almost getting to the point of being, I don't want to say generic, and I don't want to say timeless, but sort of like blue jeans and a decent fitting t-shirt.
We're men.
Well, I understand that.
And men's fashion hasn't changed a huge amount.
It really just went from like suits to not.
And yet suits are always kind of in fashion.
Right, but I mean like suits is your general wear.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's also like, that depended on your circles.
Sure.
You know, if you were a working class Joe, you didn't wear suits fucking ever.
You didn't wear clothes.
Have you seen Rollerball?
Anyway, where were we? So blah, blah, blah. They play Tokyo. A lot of people get beat up. Bless you. The Tokyo game is very brutal. And one of the big plot points in the Tokyo game,
yes,
is that Moon Pie, so this character Moon Pie, is a new player on Detroit's team, and he's sort of...
he's newish.
Yeah, he's Jonathan's protege, essentially. Mm-hmm. He's very good. He's got a sweet stash. Well, according to what people say.
Right. He is a high-performing player.
Yes.
Here's the thing about the Houston team. Uh-huh. Only one person scores.
Yeah.
It is just Jonathan.
Right.
There is an episode of Hey Arnold. Hold on.
Wait.
Stay with
me. Give me a second.
where Arnold like joins a local like basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because he's like a foot tall. Mm-hmm. He's knee high to a frog.
Right.
Three apples high.
Water him.
The coaches, who was, I think, played by Jim Belushi.
Nice.
His strategy was always pass the ball to this player every single time. Because that player was very good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's detrimental to the team as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
all eggs, all balls, one basket.
Because, A, if you put all your eggs in one basket and that basket gets, I don't know, injured in some sort of way. Shot and killed right on the court. then you're SOL.
Shot and killed right on the court is the sarcastic name of my autobiography.
It's just like you in a chalk outline, like on a basketball court.
Yeah. It's like he never played basketball.
Because he was shot and killed on the court before he had the opportunity.
Gasp.
Yeah, so he's the only one that scores. Yep. And Moon Pie, he says at one point, I just imitate him and, you know, plastic surgery keeps me looking beautiful. which was a good line, considering the fact that he is not...
He's got a sweet stash.
He's not a conventionally attractive person by 2020 standards.
No, very 70s attractive, though.
Very. The 70s were all about, like...
Rugged?
Kind of ruggedy.
Yeah.
A lot of them...
Rugged in the
testosterone-heavy...
In, like, the...
Machismo.
I'd say chiseled, but not really chiseled. More like...
Gruff.
Gruff, that's a good word.
They're
but
human
still,
Brillo pads.
Still have, like...
Yeah,
not scruffy.
You shave very particular parts of your face.
You sculpt that stash, but anything below the neck...
Sasquatch.
Just fucking national forest.
You are suburban Sasquatch.
Yeah.
A real thicket.
We gotta do that on New Old Stock.
God, that means I'll have to watch it again.
To see that big swangin' Sasquatch dong.
See, again, I need to point out, I do not remember that.
We were high off our rocker.
I know. I don't I remember.
Also, the lighting is so poor in the movie, and since it's a dark furry suit, it's hard to distinguish it from his leg.
I remember the start of that film, and then being at home. That's what I remember.
I remember very little about that movie as well.
Fucking nut. We're gonna end up watching that for New Old Stock and be like, "This is fucking
I want to
torture."
Die. Yeah.
Every single time. It's going to be not Mazes and Monsters. That was beautiful. Skullduggery again.
Yeah. Skullduggery is just incomprehensible.
Which we thought Rollerball was for a long time until we puzzle pieced it together.
Yeah, and so anyway, skipping ahead to the last game.
Oh, yeah, we didn't finish the talk about Moon.
Oh, yeah. So in the Tokyo game, there's a scene before the game where this guy comes on. He's like, all right, the Tokyo team knows about like pressure points and karate.
He's this Japanese guy.
Yeah, and he's like, they know about pressure points and karate, so I'm going to teach you how to defend against it. And Moon Pie the whole time is like, we'll just punch him in the face.
We're just going to punch him because we're Houston.
Yeah, and he rallies.
And they're all lil guys.
Yeah, and he rallies the team, and they sort of ignore the teacher. And then come the game.
Oops, turns out they're using karate, if only.
Yeah, and since this is a no penalties game,
right?
Moon Pie gets swarmed by three of the Tokyo team members, and they pull his helmet off and just, like, jab him in the base of the skull and like, put him in a coma.
A fucking coma.
He turns him into a vegetable.
In one hit.
What vegetable would he be? Bok choy? Nah. Like, one of those
What's
really...
What's the hairiest vegetable?
Corn. We're back!
We did it!
Like a really hairy ear of corn.
We got back to corn, everybody.
He also has a southern accent. Although it's mainly the Midwest where corn is grown. Anyway.
Yeah, but I think of the South when I think of corn.
I think of farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got like a sprig of hay sticking out of their teeth.
Yeah. Hay seed.
Mm-hmm. Barley.
Am I?
Wheat.
Am I classist? Probably.
Aren't we all? And screw you, geometry. And
yeah, actually. When have I used geometry?
I mean, I use it every now and then. But
you look at my bathroom and like everything's at a weird angle. Nothing
you
fits
get that
right.
Like that big brain like math thing in your mirror.
How do I turn on faucet?
Maybe the problem is Rollerball. And and so
that's a good shirt.
Oh, thank you. Maybe the problem is Rollerball.
Yeah.
Jonathan's sad.
Jonathan is
they
sad.
They try to get him to sign the release to sort of let him go.
And like, okay.
And he says no and just leaves him in
his argument for that is that even a plant is alive.
Yeah, but I'm a human.
And
I don't want to be a plant.
I don't mean to be grim.
Right.
Or anything. If I'm ever in a coma, if it doesn't look like I'm about to be out of that coma, like, oh, it's medically induced. He'll be fine. If it's like, yo, he's veggie, pull it immediately.
Yeah. If I go from Project Human Weapon to Veggie Tales. Then he's not laughing, he's crying. And
why was that so funny?
I don't know. But yeah, just fucking
do it.
Either that or if I have lost my mental faculties.
Sure, yeah.
Then just I don't know.
If I'm knee deep in dementia,
shoot me out of a cannon. That'd be a fun way to go. Strap some sensors to my body and throw me in a black hole. That'd be red as shit.
I want to die as Getty.
That's my favorite food. No, not really. It's very good, though.
Getty's very good.
Love me some...
Also a good place for images.
Also, I don't like the slang spag bowl.
Ooh.
It's a British slang for a bowl of spaghetti.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. I don't like that.
No, it sounds bad.
It doesn't feel good in my mouth.
Yeah. It sounds
like bad sketty.
It sounds like something that like a USSR propagandist would call spaghetti.
No, that'd be a spag Bolshevik.
Well, no, because like they had like in Poland things.
Where
they combined words.
Yeah.
Which is something the internet does a lot.
That's why they like Tetris so much. It's about combining. And,
oh, I thought it was just because it was made there.
That too. It's part of it.
Rollerball. It's a show. It's a movie.
About balls. And so we go to the final game.
The final round.
So basically at this point, everyone's telling Jonathan, like, do not play this game.
They will kill you.
Yeah, this is a game to the death. And he says, fuck you.
Because they've changed the rules.
Side note, not a lot of profanity in this.
I think none.
There was like ass here and there.
But like no fucks.
No, none fucks.
None fucks, none shit.
None shits.
It was all violence.
Yeah.
For that R.
Yeah.
Which means they had to earn that R.
Yeah. I mean, that violence was pretty...
There's a lot of it.
It was pretty guttural.
Yeah. Like, not gory.
No, it wasn't very gory. There was a little bit of blood, but like... It's just the kind of violence where it's like,
oh,
you can, like, it's all real actors, like not real punches or anything, but all real actors. So like things would happen. You're like, oh,
and I mean, like, it's still got to hurt when you're rolling across the fucking,
or you get run over by a fucking bike,
no matter how much padding you got.
Like there was one in the very last game where at the top of this, the rollerball rink is shaped sort of like a bowl. In the middle is the like dugout sort of area.
And the controller.
Everyone goes around the outside and it's sort of bowl-shaped. And at the very top, on near like foot level, is the channel where the ball shoots around. But at like arm level is like a railing. A rail,
yeah.
That you can grab onto, and there are numbers in each section. But there was one where like the New York is the team that they're facing in the finals. And the New York team like pushes one of the Houston team members up and gets his arm like into the railing. Yeah. And it's one of those things, they're going like 20, 25.
So like it kind of like,
and so it like catches and he like stops. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I kind of expected them, you to visibly see them continue going on, but the arm's still there.
Yeah. I was just like, the violence was not very gory, but you could feel
visceral.
There was
one bit where in the last game where one of the players like was injured and like was face down and was like sliding down, and you
with
could
a
see
blood trail.
It was either blood or sweat or both.
Yeah, fluids.
He was like leaving a slug trail.
Yeah, and we're just like, oh,
oh God.
Yeah. It was brutal.
The rules for the last game have been changed.
Yep. No penalties.
No penalties, which is the same as the last time. No substitutions.
And no time limit.
No time limit. And we had to look up the rules of the game because it's played in 3 20-minute periods.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like hockey.
Yes.
Except hockey's shorter than that.
I think it's 3 15-minute periods.
I believe.
Something like that.
Question mark? You would think we would know a little bit about hockey, given our, you know...
Given the incredibly cold climate we live in.
And the fact that we're extraordinarily white.
Yeah.
And I'm Kevin Smith.
I don't want the etymology of the word hockey.
Yeah, please. Give me that.
Can I...
Look up hockey rules.
Rules.
Jesus.
Hockey rules, a complete guide to ice hockey rules.
Thank you.
Well, let's go to national hockey. Oh, rules and regulations. Not positions. Hockey's main rules.
Thank you.
Those are the officials, penalties, the rink. They have a size for it.
God.
Okay. Find on page. Period. 3 20-minute periods.
Oh,
look at that.
Exactly like hockey.
It is hockey. Rollerball is just hockey.
It's hockey with motorcycles.
Hockey with most of it different than hockey.
Hockey on motorcycles.
Ah.
Hockey games on
this
motorcycles.
This is like hockey 5Ds.
That's a stupid name, right?
Yes. 5Ds?
Yeah. 5Ds nuts.
Let me see what 5Ds means.
Wait, this is the episode where we look shit up.
Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are there 5 dimensions to the play? Are we pronouncing it wrong? Is it 50s? Are they in the 50s?
No, they're not in their 50s. They're still kids.
No, I meant like, are they in the 1950s?
Oh, God, no. A new method of dueling exists where motorcycle-like vehicles called D-wheels.
I beg your pardon?
Yep. called dual runners in English.
Dual wheel. Okay.
But I don't know why there are 5D. Something about New Domino City.
Because Kaiba owns everything.
Something.
Yu-Gi-Oh's weird, everybody.
I mean, it was. The next season was. I have a bone to pick with.
Can you hold that thought while we get Rollerball done?
Yeah. My bone will be short. So don't worry. But go ahead.
That's not something I ever wanted to hear from you. I want your bone to be.
I have a lot of short bones.
I saw a post that was like, you have 200. What is it?
206.
You have 206 bones in your body. When you're a baby, you have like 317. Wouldn't you like to go back to that? I can make that happen. And the next person was like, what the fuck does that mean? Wink.
Yeah, it's funny because we have 3 bones in each ear. So if we took out our ear bones, we'd have exactly 200 bones.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate knowing that.
You got bones in your ears.
Well, not that I know. I knew there were bones.
Oh, that were just off a nice round number.
And like, all you'd have to do is go deaf.
Yeah, just remove your ear bones.
That's all you'd have to do.
Pull them out. They're small. Stab through your ear.
Water in your knee.
Operation.
Okay. The final game has no penalties, no substitutions, no time limit.
So what I think the rule actually ends up being is the first one to score wins.
I think that's true.
Because, but as you will hear,
in a very practical sense, it's probably also intended to be last team standing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're eliminated, you don't get replaced with anybody.
Yep. Yeah, it's probably, yeah, one or both of those.
And the goal is obviously kill Jonathan.
Yes.
The New York team makes no disguise
they
of this.
They come out onto the rink chanting, Jonathan's dead.
Which is not a very good chant.
That's not a...
Because it's 4 beats.
Yeah. Jonathan... It's just awkward.
It's 3.5 beats, really.
Yeah. Jonathan's dead. It just... No, it doesn't...
Like...
doesn't form in your mouth good.
Jonathan. Jonathan. That works.
Yeah. I want to know if you're Jonathan.
What is that?
I don't know.
What?
England comes up with a lot of good chants.
Oh. Yeah, but...
but not good slang for spaghetti.
Exactly. And I think that's what's most important.
And so, after basically devolves into a Colosseum fight.
Yeah, it's just murder.
It's just murder. It's just people destroying each other.
Jonathan wins.
Jonathan wins. And we start...
He scores right at the end.
Because basically, like, he's the last one standing on his team.
Mm-hmm. There's a motorcyclist and one other player on the other team.
Yeah, the other player comes at him. He dispatches of that man.
And that player had the ball?
Yeah, so he grabs the ball and just starts slowly going to his goal. The motorcyclist sort of goes at him, and fucking Jonathan, like, RKOs him off his motorcycle.
And then is about to, like, bash his skull in.
With this steel ball.
And then he, like, catches himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what have I done?
And he gets up and just goes to the goal.
Scores it.
Slam-a-jams that ball.
Skates around really angrily for a minute.
And people slowly build a Jonathan chant.
And then skates at the camera, and then we're done.
And then it freeze frames and starts playing...
What is...
A Fugue in D minor, I think it's called?
I believe it's Fugue in D minor.
That
song that everybody thinks is from Dracula.
No, it was Bach?
I believe it's Bach.
They have it listed on the movie Wikipedia. Let me find it.
Oh, thank you.
Because they have a section for soundtrack, and it was that...
There wasn't very much score in this movie.
Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
There we go.
Is performed on organ by Simon Preston during the opening title sequence. It is heard once again at the end of the film's final scene and over the first section of the end credits, bookending the film. Adagio in G minor by Albioni/Giazzotto and Largo from Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 are also used to establish tone, mood, and atmosphere for certain scenes. The classical music was performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn, who also wrote the executive party music for the movie.
I didn't
realize there was music going on in the executive party.
The score wasn't that important at the time, I don't think.
There, no.
Score, I think, really became important in like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. John Williams.
Yes. John Williams and like, but that was the 70s.
Yeah. Still. Yeah. And this was the 70s.
Oh, and you know, Jaws and Star Wars were both John Williams.
Mm-hmm.
John Williams, you're a crazy.
You're an incredible. He understands
music.
The music and how to play it.
TJ.
Kevin.
What was your bone to pick with Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh, so the series after Yu-Gi-Oh 5Ds
mm-hmm. is not 6Ds.
Is spelled Yu-Gi-Oh Z-E huge X-A-L. It's very frequently pronounced Zexal. The X is not actually a letter in that word. It is just a design. And so according to the Japanese, it's pronounced Zeal. If you like look at the Japanese yeah. like writing.
Z-E-A-L, yeah.
Yeah.
But so. Why put the X?
Dude, because they like putting X's in places.
Okay. The Japanese game creators have whatever got into their sauce. They have a fucking obsession with the letter X.
It's a good letter.
But like not as the letter X.
Yeah, so I mean I completely understand the confusion.
Yeah.
Cuz that's how the logotype is.
It's spelled Zexal.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't want me to pronounce the X, don't put it there.
Yeah. Or put it behind it. Make it the word Zeal with the X behind it.
Exactly. Put it over the but like okay.
Or Z cross L.
They love using it as the word cross.
Yeah.
I talked about Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle very recently on the show.
Just a big old X.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think they use the word cross. Hold on.
Gameplay gimmick introduced in Zexal is AR duels, in which both players use a high tech module known as a dual gazer to observe virtual reality where the dual monsters interact with the environment.
TJ,
yes?
I can't tell you how little I care about
that. my tone of voice didn't convey the absolute, like,
the
ball wrenching amount of excitement I have for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Balls to the wall, fury.
My balls of fury.
Blaze Blue Cross
balls
Tag.
Of fury?
No, absolutely not. Have your grandma pull a car around.
Have your grandma pull the car around. Blow it out your ass.
Blow it out.
Blow it out your ass.
I'm not
hey,
gonna
Terry Crews need to buy another boat, all right?
I'm not gonna link to that video. It has not aged well.
It has not aged well.
Actually, you know what? That one might have because the game is racist, not them.
Yeah. Yeah. Blow it out your ass.
I do like the Sean Baby's still getting work.
Yeah.
He has his own Patreon site now.
Oh, cool. I mean, he seems the type that can adjust his humor.
Dude, he's been doing that. Well, his humor is the same.
Oh, yeah?
It's just, like, he's picking his targets very effectively.
Mm-hmm.
He's so ridiculous with his, like, edgy that, like, it's very clear that he's being, like...
That's the key, I think.
I am being parodic here.
Yes.
And also, he hits himself a lot.
Yeah, and that endears people.
Which is good.
Pink Mohawk friend.
And he makes fun of some good shit.
Yeah. His writing was...
Oh,
his
always
writing style is fantastic.
Dude. Oh, he was my favorite part of EGM for a while.
Yeah.
Because he had like an article in the back where he would talk about some shitty game. Like there was one where he talked about like just Carnage Rally for an entire page.
Carnage Rally. Is it not pronounced Carnage?
It's C-A-R-N-A-J.
Oh, never mind.
So
I thought it was spelled like a regular word.
No, it's Carnage. It's probably supposed to be pronounced Carnage.
Or Carn AJ.
My name is Carn AJ.
New Planeswalker.
TJ.
Kevin.
What's your favorite part of Rollerball?
I mean, all the Rollerball sequences were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that party scene.
The party juxtaposition scene?
Yeah, I don't think I got the most out of it, but I liked it the most just from like a, I like this sort of thing.
Yeah. It's good storytelling.
Yeah.
I liked the part where, you know, the people who own the means of production were trying to alienate him from his labor. Diddly-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.